Cooperative Leadership. Thanks for joining us, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Bratton. Tennessee cooperatives of all types recently came together for the Tennessee Young Leaders Conference, where young people could network, attend breakout sessions, and listen to keynote addresses on current issues and leadership.
When you think about the future of agriculture, obviously we need new people all the time. And this conference really represents kind of the best of the best, and we're tickled to death to be part of it.
Bill Johnson is president and CEO of Farm Credit Mid-America, and he says Farm Credit believes in investing in young people because they are our future. He gave a keynote address at the conference and told attendees about the keys to success and leadership.
I think it's really summed up in a few different ways. One is cooperatives are member-owned from the standpoint of being all together for a common purpose. But this group, really, when you think about leadership, is really pushing not only leadership in their business operations, but how can they be leaders at home, be leaders in their community. And obviously giving up a whole weekend to come and to learn about how they improve themselves, how they improve their operations, really speaks well of this group.
More than 300 18 to 40-year-olds attended the conference, and Johnson said conferences like this show the future is bright for cooperatives and Tennessee.
There have been a lot of successful people in agriculture and in farm credit. They've got us to where we are, but agriculture is going to change a lot over the next 5 to 10 years. And what we're trying to do is anticipate those needs, really to think where our organization needs to be to serve our owners. And that requires us to do a lot of training, be involved in programs like this, but also really have an eye to the future as to where financial services are going as well.
As a different aspect of leadership at the conference, part of the group made a trip over to Second Harvest Food Bank of Middle Tennessee, where they donated more than 200 pounds of food and as a group sorted and packaged nearly 10,000 pounds of food to be distributed. Have a safe day and join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.